How dare you question me? I'm capable.
I'm really not.
Speaking of traveling,
I know you are. I've seen you write an entire show driving to LA.
I know. Remember that one time we drove to LA and yes. I wrote an entire television show that yes. we then filmed the yes. next day?
Yes.
Daddy, what's your safe word? That's your safe word?
Damn it. Yes, sir.
Welcome back to What's Your Safe Word? I'm Amp.
I'm Mr. Christopher.
And today, what, Daddy, what are you?
You have to tell me when you're recording.
I'm always recording. Am I? Oh, it double checks if you're recording. And welcome back to the Sex Education Podcast. It's got a few kinks. We are finally back home for once.
Oh my God.
Actual weeks.
We have been on the road for 4 weeks in a row.
Actual weeks. But Daddy, what the hell are you wearing for the patrons here today?
We did a whole episode on being submissive, and I thought, why are we dressed as tops if it was ask a sub anything? We should have been dressed as subs. We did not think that one all the way through. So today, I dress as a sub for you Patreons. Thank you so much.
And I also dress as a sub who likes eating things.
Look, my collar jingles.
That is, it's not ASMR, okay? ASMR, are you sure you're a sub? Oh, Jesus. Okay, you can't hear the cut. Anyway, you're missing out. If you're not on Patreon,
To describe, give you a visual.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I am completely naked with just leather cuffs and a leather collar.
Yes.
And a big honking nose ring.
Which I love your nose ring. It's very animalistic, but it makes kissing you very hard sometimes.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Because the ball is on the top of your lip, so I keep getting balls in my lip.
You've never balls complained about that before.
Well, I'm in the right mindset for those kind of balls. Anyway, Daddy, today's episode is...
We're going to continue your sub questions.
Yeah.
Because
all of the questions you sub
there were a ton. There were a ton. There was a ton. There was a ton.
How many?
A ton.
I agree. So I was actually on Twitch the other night, and I always do like AMAs just to kind of, you know, chat with chat.
What's amazing?
AMA, ask me anything. Oh. AMA. It's an internet thing, which I figured even
sound
you knew.
Sound amazing.
And I was just like talking about how, for instance, when we did the Ask a Sub episode, we tweet stuff out, and then after the fact, we'll post the video, and there are like 200 more new questions in
right.
it.
Right. And so you're
I'm like, where were these questions? They're great. But like, we already did the episode and all of you guys don't follow us on Twitter. So please follow us on Twitter if you want your question answered. My God.
Just so you know, when he's scrambling to get a show together, he'll put out something on Twitter and ask for a response.
I don't scramble.
But also you do ask our Patreons and they're very quick to respond.
It's true. And sometimes I do ask the patrons specifically for like patron episodes or episodes I want just for the patrons. But I'm just saying, if you're listening to this and you never get your questions answered, follow us on Twitter because I see them and I love your questions.
Yeah.
You need to ask.
It's a time thing too, answering everything.
Anyway, I figured rather than typing away on Twitter and answering all the questions on Twitter,
we'll just do a podcast on it.
Yeah. Let's do the questions that showed up after the episode from all of you who watch the YouTubes or just follow us on the medias. So Daddy, the first question that I see here on the YouTube comments, first of all, actually, this episode did very well. So thank you all for watching it. Thank you, YouTube, for once, for monetizing it.
Can I say what you're so upset about?
Oh, go ahead.
So he spent so much time and effort. No, this wasn't my tea, but okay.
Let it happen. So you're a sub. Let it happen, please. Do I have consent to make it happen?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh.
So...
Go ahead.
He put so much work and effort into the puppet episode, and it was so suppressed and not viewed, and we had a new sponsor, and it made us, like, so disappointed.
Oh, I am upset about that.
And then the Ask a Sub Anything was pretty easy. I mean, it was just our take on being a sub, and that did it phenomenally well, which just proves YouTube is fucked.
So again, I am so thankful that people watch all of our stuff, but when I put my heart and soul into an episode like that, the puppet episode, I am so upset and just so sad when nobody gets to see it because we spent so much time and I thought it was a really funny episode.
It was very good. It was very good. Everyone, it was critically acclaimed.
By who?
It just, you know how the big, good art movies are really appreciated by the mass, well, not by the mass audiences, but by...
Yeah. By the, people at mass?
The diehard fans.
Midnight mass?
Diehard fans.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And the smart people. So...
this... Go ahead.
So just think of it as it was critically acclaimed.
I do realize that on the puppet episode, the audio was forked, and that's because it was our first time doing three audios. It was three audios that we were working with. So
how does that make a fork?
Never mind. Are there three prongs in a fork? Anyway, speaking of questions, let's get into the questions, which first of all, the first one I see, would you stop jingling
this
over there?
This collar is itchy.
Would you stop?
I haven't worn a collar in a long time.
Oh my God.
I don't make a good sub. Okay.
Do you have any tea this week?
I do have some tea. Okay.
I did play the opening.
And I am going to drag my muscle pup tech guy.
Uh-oh.
So I have this pup who works for Apple, and he does all my IT. And every time he comes over, he tries to update my stuff. And every time I say, no, don't do it, because I know where everything is. And every time anything is ever upgraded technology wise, it fucks everything up. So this morning, and he's like, no, sir, that's not going to happen. Don't worry. This is like seamless. It's Apple. What could go wrong?
Well.
Anyway, so this morning, I'm just simply trying to move some things around my desktop, and everything I tried to move went off my desktop. I'm like, nope, that's not where I, where is it going? Where did it go? Now I don't see it.
Daddy, you and technology, I swear.
And then I go to open my email, which, you know, I have several email addresses.
You're so popular.
That are in. Well,
get that electronic
it's
mail.
It's a lot of business.
Uh-huh.
And personal. And it's all in the iApple email server thingy-majig. So.
Okay.
That's the technical term
for it. Yeah, of course.
Anyway, so I go to look at my first email. You need your password and da, 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 da. And of course I went through this with Badge yesterday. He's like, do you have all your passwords? I'm like, yes, it's all in LastPass. So no, LastPass didn't have any of I spent 4 hours this morning redoing all of my emails and email. So kids, don't update anything. It's a trick. It's a trap. I knew it from the beginning, and I'm never doing it again.
You're spreading
never,
fake news.
Never.
Did you try,
never
Daddy?
Update.
Did you try submitting a ticket?
Oh,
no.
And all of this happened because my iMessages started freezing, and every time it would freeze, I'd have to force close it, and it would say submit a ticket, and I would. But what the fuck does that do? It just goes off into nowhere. Nobody calls me. Nobody fixes it. It's just these tickets every day. I was sending tickets every day, and who knows where tickets go?
Daddy! Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. This should really just be tech tea.
Tech tea.
I swear, it's always just you complaining about technology. Anyway.
To be fair to Muscle Pup Badge, he did get on the phone with me this morning and walk me through some things, but it's still broken. But.
Womp, 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 womp. Yeah. Anyway.
You asked.
I did.
I'm a sub with some issues.
Speaking of submitting questions, y'all asked some questions here on the YouTubes. And the first question says, can we just talk about how good Christopher looks in that hat? I guess that is technically a question.
Oh, I noticed that. A lot of, so that is a meerkat. And I noticed one of the comments was Christopher's eyebrows were disappearing. You know that is the point of a meerkat.
Speaking of eyebrows, somebody said, Amp, you don't need to do your eyebrows. Did you see that comment?
Oh, I saw that.
And I was like, what do you mean? Wait, I don't do my eyebrows.
They said, stop waxing your eyebrows.
I know. I was like, what? Anyway, so
this is the eyebrow episode. No, a meerkat was also a cruising cap back in my day. So you would wear one and then you could cruise. You could check out everyone in the room, but they couldn't see your eyes. So they wouldn't know that you're looking at their package or looking them up and down. And until it was someone you wanted to do eye contact back, and then you lift your head a little bit and they can see your eyes. So that was the art of cruising, and that's where meerkats came into play.
Agreed. Yeah. And then actually, here's a question. And this person keeps commenting every week, pretty much the same thing. So I'm not going to say your username, but you know who you are. Every week they say, but what about nonverbal safe words? We have literally gone over this topic so many times. Nonverbal safe words, totally a thing. Whether you're submissive or dominant, nonverbal safe words are a thing. That the question being, are they a thing? They're a thing. Stop commenting that we need to talk about it, because we've literally covered it so many times.
Yeah.
But it's where you can do, like, what's your favorite kind of nonverbal safe word, Daddy?
Punching them in the nuts.
Stop it. That is not a safe word.
It'll make them stop.
People are going to cancel you for being funny or trying to be. Nonverbal safe words, if you have like a gag in your mouth, can be like shaking your head in a circle or like shaking it back and forth and humming a specific kind of thing, like mm-mm-mm-mm-mm, or you could like hum the ABCs. Like this, Daddy? Go ahead. Actually, yeah, no, I can hear that. Okay, lovely. Okay, you know, you can.
Now I know my ABCs.
And Daddy, what's your nonverbal safe word for the day?
You're just trying to shut me up.
Okay, here's a question from the Carver, who says, how does an experienced sub deal with and or react to a less experienced top? Ooh. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, so this is an interesting thing, and I find it happens sometimes to me a lot too. Because,
wow, humble brag much?
Well, yeah, when I'm playing with younger doms, let's put it that way, or newer doms.
Okay,
I've been around the block because I'm older and I've done it a little bit. So, what I tend to do is, after the scene is over, say, oh, you know what I really liked was when you did this and this and this. You know what you could have done on top of that? That would have made it, taken it to the next level. You could have done this, this, this. So giving positive feedback without deflating them about not knowing how to do it. The other thing is, during the scene, if there's something I really want, like if I wanted to be gagged and they're just not doing it, I would say, permission to get a gag, sir. Or
so topping from the bottom.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, in a very respectful way.
No, but yeah. I know. And a lot of people, when you say the term topping from the bottom, they think that you're like calling them a brat. Well, I mean, sometimes you are. But it depends
on how you do it.
Yeah.
If you're like,
it's all about tact.
If you're like, okay, tie me up. Now put a butt plug in me. Now do this, do this, do this. No, that's no top is going to really enjoy that.
No, but I like your point being like, If there's something you really need or want in order to get off or really enjoy the scene, yeah, you should just say, may I or can you? Or
I always say permission.
Permission. Yeah, that's a good word.
Permission,
I like that.
Permission to. Because then it gives them the right or the decision making. They can say yes or they could say no. No, suck it up and do what I'm trying to do. And then I'd be like, okay, we'll never play again. That's fine. Oh. Encouraging, be respectful and keep the ball in their court and then make it hot. Just say, hey, sir, would you like it if I was down on all fours right now?
Yeah. Yeah. See, and kind of piggybacking on your comment, I like sandwich compliments. You give them a positive.
Oh, you do that to me all the time,
I do.
By the way. Well, this is how the puppy gives me to do what he wants.
No, that's how I give you positive reinforcement that you don't take offense to.
Offense to everything.
That's true. But but what I love about you is that you listen. And then I do think that you could listen a bit better, but the way you follow through at the end is so good.
That was a perfect example right there.
The next question is, it comes from, I'm trying to find a question real quick. Why isn't the episode longer? Well, Mitchell.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
So many people are like, it's too long. Our episodes are usually 25 to 30 minutes.
I know, but okay. I think they were saying that they really enjoyed it. They wanted it to be longer, which I appreciate.
Well, listen to our podcast because we extend them now.
True. It's true. Okay. Oh, what other Ask A episodes are you going to do? Honestly,
we should do Ask a Dom.
Yeah, I feel like that would be appropriate considering we did a sub first.
Ask a puppy.
Yeah, I could do a puppy one. I saw some people wanted a littles one. Some people wanted a verse one or a switch one. And that's where someone that tops and bottoms, which I think would be a good idea. I like that idea. Okay.
I see episodes coming up in 2022.
Well, I really like the idea of that because they're really easy to do with just our honest feedback, which people like, and our experiences and anecdotes. But I guess the question to our audience would be, and this is for anyone listening, like, let us know on the social medias, what do you want to see? Because our episode ideas, sometimes the best episode ideas come from the audience and their feedback as far as something they want to see, you know?
Agreed.
Is there a specific one you'd like to see? Like, is there one that you wish that we would do? Obviously, Dom's going to happen. But is there any, like, specific kinks?
Mm.
You can say no as well, but I just want to...
Ask a pony.
Oh, okay. But maybe ask a pet player. Maybe ask a pet player, and then we get a bunch of different pet play in there. Maybe find another pet player of some sort.
Fine.
Thank you. Ooh, okay. This one from Die Ossentier fan. I don't know who that is, but they're a fan of them. Says, I'm confused. I thought being a dom sub and top bottom are totally different things. Like, a top can be a sub, right? So we differentiated that, like, there's usually a sub who is the bottom and a top who is the dom. That, of course, is a generalization that we made for the episode in the sake of just trying to make it easy to understand.
Sure. And so I think what they're trying to do is separate, like, top being someone who's penetrative and bottom being someone who's being penetrated. And there are lots of cases in BDSM where the dom likes to get penetrated. I mean, tops have prostates too. So when we say, but generally we say a dom is a top and a sub is a bottom. Of course, there are always exceptions to rules.
Absolutely.
And rules are made to be broken, and sometimes subs are made to be broken too.
With consent.
Of course.
And speaking of subs, Tasley asks, how do you get into the sub mentality? Like, how do you get into this?
I felt like we covered that just a little bit, but I mean, it's definitely a subspace. And it is creating the environment with the person that you're with that takes you out of your reality, that weighs you down in a way. Mm-hmm. So putting a collar around my neck actually puts me in a subspace. Different pieces of gear will put me in a subspace. Blindfolds put me in a subspace where I can't see what's going on in the room. So I feel like we covered that a little bit.
We did reiterate
that.
Yeah, but it's a question.
Okay.
So we're answering it. The next question. Oh, sorry. It answered a question. For me, it's usually the dynamic because, again, emotionally, I have to be invested in the person in order to really want to play with them. So it's the dynamic for me.
Also, for me, it is kind of getting in a quiet mode and preparing for the scene. Hmm. Just getting either geared up or creating the room for the environment to play in that. It's kind of like cleaning out the dishwasher, kind of. In a way, it gets me into a subspace to start preparing the room for how we're going to play.
Fair. The next question. How do you teach your partner to be dominant? They are willing to learn, but TBH, which stands for?
To be honest.
Well done. That's right.
I got
TBH,
one.
They don't know where to start.
Well, that's really hard. It's hard to teach a dom when you're their sub. Ooh. How to dom you.
Yeah, daddy doesn't take feedback very well. You saw the sandwiches only feed him so much. Only so much.
No, I mean, it really is. A lot of that has to come from the dom. And I think that just experience, trial and error, get you there, watching some porn that you both enjoy, and you can point out the things that you liked to them. And can we try this next time in the bedroom? I liked when I saw him licking boots.
Why not? But yeah, play some porn. That was actually in our coming out as kinky video, which is coming out. Oh, it already came out when this podcast is up. Ironically enough. But it was one of our big things of like introducing your partner to kinks in general is like, show them something that turns you on and explain why.
Even, you know, I've had lots of, I get to know a dom sometimes through Twitter when they're new, and we exchange pictures of what we're into. And if they're like into like, say, more of a fetish than I am, I can quickly say, oh yeah, that's not my thing, but I get it. And they can do the vice versa to me. So it gives the dom ideas of what you like when you send them pictures, images, stories of scenarios that you're into.
Agreed. Yeah, I think that works well because you're able to say like why it feels this way, why you like it, what parts you can even correct it and be like, well, while this is a fantasy, I don't want it to be that
sometimes reality is not the same as, so that's where you have to be careful. If like you're sending pictures of somebody like bloody and beaten on a cross.
Why is it immediately blood? Oh my God.
Well, I mean, some of the fan fiction for BDSM is that. It's very sadomasochistic. And yeah, probably not for your first time. And it probably turns you on in the bedroom, but the physicality of it probably does not. So until you get there.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Thank you. I'm batting 1,000 today.
I didn't know we were playing sports. Sports. So the next question from Fireheart asks, Bork Bork, La Borka Bork, Woofen Bork, Bark Bark and Bark.
Is that a pup question?
Actually, yes. Today's sponsor is Manscaped. Thank you for asking. Oh my God. How do you know? Today's sponsor of the podcast, as they are a lot of the time, is Manscaped.
And Manscaped is the perfect tool for putting you in sub mode because you can shave your sub down perfectly smooth.
In order to build them up as the perfect sub. Now, I know we talked a lot about gift giving in the episode itself. Ask a sub anything. Well, are y'all ready for some gifts this time of year? Ho, 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 you naughty reindeers. Yes, that's in the ad read, so I apologize for that joke. Christmas is almost here, and I caught mommy kissing Santa Claus. Oh, because daddy had a hairy bush. It's true. Daddy, you stop letting mommy kiss Santa Claus over there.
I don't let mommy kiss anything anymore.
That's right. It is holiday season and time to buy some gifts for your man, woman, or just person. Now, what is a great gift that someone could buy just for literally anyone this time of year, Daddy?
The weed whacker.
Yeah. Or the Manscaped Perfect Performance Package 3.0, which includes the weed whacker. It also includes some lovely, the lawnmower, which has that skin safe proprietary, I almost said software. I'm so used to software. Trimmer blades, which means that it's going to reduce nicks and cuts and make sure that you're, you know, not harming yourself down there.
You don't want to harm your sub.
No self-harm, please, ever. Now, if you love a dong as much as we do, then it's time to get cleaned up. So don't use your old trimmer that you use on your face. Use instead the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. Now, I will say, though, I use my Lawnmower 3.0 on everything, including my face. It is my new favorite trimmer for my facial hair because it gets nice and close, but it doesn't get it all the way down to the skin because that's how you get ingrowns.
Is that what you use on your eyebrows too?
No, I don't ever shave my eyebrows. That comment was so weird.
Callback.
No, good callback. But I was just like, what do you mean? I don't do my eyebrows. I don't get it. But if you're looking to be hip and put one of those little lines in your eyebrow, like all the cool kids, the perfect performance package will help.
That's called a Scottish brow.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Thank you. So if you're ready to get some nuts toasted by the fire while you trim, get the perfect performance package. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside a hot new package, which makes for the perfect holiday gift this season. It's literally everything your person needs to get your hair trimmed, cut, and smelling nice down there, because the performance package does come with all the best deodorizers that they carry. Not only smells good, fits in a stocking if you're looking to stuff something. And for ladies, this is also the perfect gift for your man. And trust me, he or they will thank you.
It is a good stocking stuffer. I'm always looking for the perfect size stocking stuffer.
Yeah. Can you give me that stocking stuffer motion again? Oh my God. Oh my God.
I swear I'm not jacking off right now.
So if you're looking to get your own savings and the perfect gift this holiday season, look out for Manscaped at manscaped.com and use offer code WATS20. Again, that is what, Daddy?
WATS20.
Thank you, Manscaped. Now, back to the questions, though. Let's see. I'm looking for a question mark.
Do you have
here.
A really good one?
I'm looking for a really good one.
Like a deep dive.
What are you doing now? Oh. Okay. This next question from Mond Kreischer asks, so is it role play as a sub or dom, like in a theater? Or, well, because with different names and personalities and stuff, I can't imagine to sub while being myself. Like themselves, like how they act in every day. I really don't like it when people tell me what to do, but I do like the idea of being a sub, especially if bratty nature is involved. I just want to try and understand the concept.
So they're asking about role play?
Well, they're asking if being a sub or a dom, I guess, in this situation, is like role play in theater. So like acting out a scene.
Yeah, most BDSM is like acting. I agree. Most of those big scary leather men you see at the Eagle smoking cigars, they're into show tunes, they're into cooking, this is acting.
That's so so true, bestie.
But yeah, and when you're done with the scene, you know, I do this. I can become this very stern, tough character that tells you to bend over, spread your hole, do that. But then after, you know, I like to joke around and kid and be my normal self like I am on this podcast.
True. Yeah. I think that it requires a bit of acting, but that's because you're fulfilling a fantasy. Obviously, you're not a sub 24/7, 365. Most people.
And fantasies are just that. They're fantasies. It's like a cartoon in your head.
Yeah.
So you are, if you can dive into it and get into it, it's very fun, playful experience.
Yeah. It's a role that you're playing. It is role play, but it's just a role that you're playing. I can be a sub sometimes and a top other times. And that's just, it depends on the other person that you are having a role play with.
And some people are able to, if this is their mindsets, extend it to a 24/7 all the time scenario, but that is very few and far between. Because life gets in the way. Work gets in the way. Family gets in the way. People in your orbits get in the way of living that lifestyle 24/7.
Agreed.
Yeah.
This is actually very odd. From Stoic Vampire Pig, they said, can you guys not gross me out with a thumbnail, please? What?
What is wrong with the thumbnail?
I don't know. It's me. It's just a picture of you. Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
Shade.
Oh. Why did that gross you out?
That's so rude.
Is it my meerkat?
I don't know. That's so strange. And then right after that, a question from someone named Derp that says, how many phone calls did Mr. Christopher have before filming this?
None. I had none. Wait.
Actually, you didn't have any that day. No, that's true.
Wait, why? Why am I being called out?
I don't know, but I laughed. Derp being so shady.
Yeesh. I'm gonna go take a phone call. I'll be right back.
No, Daddy, can you explain what a phone call is? People still don't get it.
Can we say it on this?
Yeah, people don't care on the podcast if we talk about pot.
So when the puppy is twitching
on Twitch, not just like having a twitch
seizure.
Stop. Not when he's having a seizure. That's not funny.
when he twitches for a long time, 4 or 5 hours at a time. And so once in a while he likes to get a little lucid and enjoy a little 420. And
lucid.
It makes him funnier. So sometimes he needs
Excuse me.
See?
Uh-huh.
So he can't do it on camera, obviously, because that's against terms of service. And wasn't it Tyler Oakley or someone who came up with this?
Tyler Oakley was the first one I heard use the term
Okay.
phone call.
So they would say, excuse me, I got to go take a phone call. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a 420 hit.
Yeah.
Off camera.
Yeah. Well, now he takes them on camera.
And, you know, once in a while, I will as well when we're shooting something that's supposed to be funny because it makes me sillier. But I haven't done it in a long time.